Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Only you know what's going on inside. Only you know the depth of the struggle. Only you know what God is showing you about you. Stop telling everybody. Let God work it out. 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? Say that with me. I am not my own. Say it again. I am not my own. One more time. I am not my own. For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. So the hedge that we're talking about, that's so vital, it's imperative to our safety, our protection, and so much more. First of all, it establishes divine ownership. Guess what? God will protect his own. God will defend his own. Some of us really must learn this lesson, because you're very defensive. You talk defensive. Someone can't even give you a compliment. You think they're trying to say something about you.
Amen. 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 Amen.
I like them red shoes. Well, I do too. What's all that? Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know you sorry. You talk about saints. Just totally defensive. Come on, yeah, come on. See, sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes battle can do that to you. When you're in the war, when you're on the front line battling, sometimes you can get that way. Your mind, you're thinking, so everything, anything anybody says, it's like they're throwing a fiery dart at you. Hmm? 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, it reveals the fact that we are bought with a price. We are not our own. Amen. And it's something that we must learn and grow in, and that is not being so defensive. You know, truly loving people makes you vulnerable. Come on, I said, really loving people, like the scripture says, it makes you vulnerable. Amen. And in this day and time that we live, you know, with all the cybersecurity and everything, you know, eyes on everything. And people tend to not want to be vulnerable at all. Amen. And many have been hurt because you gave and gave and gave and didn't receive in return. And so you stopped giving. I'm not talking about money. I'm just talking about whatever. You just stop giving. You say, I ain't getting all loose here. The devil is a lie. Right? You just stopped. Well, that was the plan of the devil. Amen. You need another dose of Holy Ghost. Yeah, you do. We do. How many know you need that from time to time? You need to put some gas in your tank. Because you're driving off of the fumes now. So the hedge establishes divine ownership. The second major thing about the hedge: he that breaks the hedge, a serpent shall bite him. and the serpent bites without enchantment, it means evil. The second thing is a hedge establishes divine order. Divine order. From Genesis on through Revelation, God creates through order and distinction. His boundaries reveal wisdom and government. It teaches God's people to live according to his design. Divine order. God is a God of order, not bondage, but order. It's important that we learn and purpose to order our lives. The third thing is that the hedge preserves life. You know, the prodigal son and Lot too. The prodigal son, as long as he was in his father's house, he was preserved. He had life. He had inheritance coming to him. He had, you know, he had things well. But when he chose, when he decided, and it was way ahead of time because, again, inheritance wasn't passed on until the death of the father. Okay, but he wanted his inheritance. The father said, all right, he gave him his inheritance, and he took off with his inheritance. But right away, everything started to decline.
Amen. Amen.
Because he came out from a hedge.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I can tell you many stories. God, I learned a lot of this the hard way. Nobody told me about that. Said I broke it. It got bit.
Amen.
More than once.
Amen. Amen.
Then I began to realize, wait a minute. Something wrong here.
Amen.
Let me get real close to you, because you break hedges. I'm talking to you adults. You break hedges. It's not just going to affect you. It's going to affect your seed.
Amen. Tell it.
That's what you got. Yeah. Listen, that's what woke me up. You know, because you can hang, you can deal with stuff.
Amen.
You lived a little bit of life. And when you begin to realize if you keep breaking hedges, it's gonna mess with your seed.
Amen. Amen.
You're gonna sell out your seed to the devil. They're gonna have to deal with stuff that you didn't have to deal with. You're gonna be wondering why these diseases, why is this happening, why is this going on in school? Why is so much trouble? Why this spring? Why that? Check to see if you broke some hedges. I'm telling you what I know from experience.
Amen. Amen.
So the hedge establishes divine order. The hedge preserves life.
Amen.
God's commandments are protective, not restrictive.
Amen.
The commandments of the Lord are not grievous.
Amen.
Amen. They're grievous to the flesh, to the carnal man, to the natural man, because again, that person is full of self. Can I get a real witness in here? I'm talking about all of us.
Amen.
Amen. 7 days without prayer makes one weak. So should you negate your responsibilities and break hedges, you're going to find the way of a transgressor is hard.
Amen.
The prodigal broke out the hedge, had plenty, but he had holes in his pockets.
Amen.
Got with the wrong folk because he had no discernment.
Amen. Amen.
Listen, when you see, this is why the hedge is so, it's protection to us. Inside the hedge, you can see. You hear stuff. Oh, no, the devil is a lie. Outside the head, it sounds good. It looks good.
Amen. Amen.
It'll draw you. The enemy knows. He'll push those buttons on the inside of you and pull you out. You draw. He was drawn. He got with the wrong crowd. We know it's the wrong crowd because when he got broke, they left him. Long as he had, they was partying hard. When he got broke, he's by himself with the hogs. Because he broke a hedge. But look at God's mercy. Come on, look at the Father's mercy. The Father was looking for him every day. He said, I know I taught my son better. So I know what's on the inside of him. So when he goes through this season in his life, acting a fool, he'll be showing back up.
Amen.
Anybody been there? I've been there. I know what it's like.
Amen.
Come back, you know, it's like.
Amen.
Nothing to be ashamed of. He came, he said, listen, in my Father's house, listen, there's plenty.
Amen.
I'm going back to my Father's house.
Amen.
And he said, I'll be a servant. See, what breaking that hedge did, it devalued him. He lost the reality or the fact that he was a son.
Amen.
Tell somebody, once a son,
always a son.
Yeah, the devil is a lie. I don't care how far you get into the pigsty.
Amen.
God still calls you a son.
Amen.
Oh, we should have shouted on that.
Amen.
Amen. No matter how far away you have drifted away, God still calls you a son. And he'll orchestrate everything to bringing you back into your proper place with him. Why? Because it's protection. You carry value in the kingdom. You are bought with a price. You are not your own. You are God's. So God is responsible to bringing you back.
Amen.
And tell somebody, he will do it. And the prodigal came back and said, listen, Father, I have sinned. Let me be at least a servant in your house. Father had no servant. What you talking about servant?
Amen.
Wow, Jefferson. Put this ring on.
Amen.
Put this robe on. Get the musicians out here. Get that fatty calf I've been holding for him. We're going to have a party here. My son was dead. Dead from what? Dead from the provision. Dead from the protection.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.